Blackstone Publishing presents Women of Means, fascinating biographies of royals, heiresses, eccentrics, and other poor little rich girls, by Marlene Wagman Geller. This book is read by Susan Erickson. To my women of spiritual means, in memory of my mother, Gilda Wagman, and my daughter, Jordana Shiloh Geller. I hate almost all rich people, but I think I'd be darling at it. Dorothy Parker, 1893-1967. Foreword. Okay, let's get this part out of the way first. If I had been born into enormous fortune, I would have been generous, as well as cautious about marriage and other personal entanglements. My purchases would not have been ostentatious, and I would not have been arrogant. And of course, that is exactly how you would act. In short, we would not behave as did the 28 subjects of Wagman's collection. What connects them are the excesses and eccentricities that result when enormous wealth meets immaturity. In A Delicate Balance, Edward Albee's Pulitzer Prize-winning play of 1967, Agnes laments that as men age, they are eventually obsessed with money and death, making ends meet until they meet the end. The women in these pages could not escape death. Many died young, and most died in abject conditions. But for most of their lives, they did not have to be concerned with making ends meet. But if people of wealth are to be content, they have to have ends to be served by their means, and they must be as deliberate as those who are slowed and matured by financial concerns. The actions of the women you are going to meet here were flagrant and eventually desperate, but never deliberate. Will Rogers said about people playing the ukulele, "Not even a trained musician can tell if they're playing on it or just monkeying with it." Most of the women of means monkeyed with life, filling it, as Wagman says, with champagne and bile. It's a bitter mix, and these women were, for the most part, a bitter lot. After all, they were victims. Having much often makes one want more, so they...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?